Morning, John.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Oh, better than Rose this morning. Steve's wife.
She's going to love this. I don't mind talking to you again, John, because you were a good bloke last time, but no, I'm a little bit surprised. But well,
it's good to hear that the Facebook issue's kind of been cleared up.
It's working
but
well.
Like so many marriages, you just find new things that need to be dealt with along the way.
Yeah, well, this has kind of sprung up, and I must admit I'm just rather busy in my life, and I didn't sort of, you know, consider hoarding until seeing the TV show, and I thought, oh, my God, this can get out of control. Mm. And then when I had a good look at my own situation, I thought, it is pretty bad.
Yeah, well, often hoarding's got a lot to do with anxiety and people having this problem with not being able to give things away. Mm. So I guess one of the key things you've got to look at here is whether your wife's pretty anxious about this, or is she like so many people where you go out, you start buying things, it gets away on you, you put it under the bed, and after a while you don't have any more space, so you move to the wardrobe and it just keeps growing and growing.
Well, I mean, we're talking about the hair issue, the pulling out of the hair. Now, I said that's an anxiety thing. I mean, are you feeling a theme here maybe, John, that there's anxiety issues?
Well, the next question has to be, why is she so anxious?
Well,
perhaps she's...
Is it anxious or is it... I don't want to tell you what the problem is because it might embarrass her, but it's more of a... The pulling of the hair thing is more of a physical thing. She's got this scalp thing going on, so we're seeing about that. So, you know, let's rule that one out because I do believe that's a medical issue. But the hoarding, I do believe, is something else, and you're the expert.
Well, look, in this situation, you can easily... sit down with her and say, how are we going to divide this up? What are we going to do with this? Because obviously, if it keeps going, this bedroom's going to be completely cluttered. Mm. You're going to then just watch it grow and move across to other rooms of the house.
Well, we've got an office out the back of the house, and she's already suggested to me that we could put some wardrobe space in there, and that's where I'm starting to get nervous.
Yeah, well, you see, this is one of the things. You may need to get either build or create a space for this certain material, and you could go down the path of saying, look, we'll store it. The other option for you here is to say, look, half of this stuff we don't need, although women's shoes, I don't think you probably want to go there. other things certainly you might want to look at and say, look, let's get hardlined on this. Let's clear it out. Let's spend a weekend just putting aside the stuff we don't need and clean out and declutter the situation.
So how do I broach it with her? Like, do I have dinner or, you know, what's that?
Well, I think what I do is certainly pick a good time rather than a time where things are, either there are distractions going on or stress, or mm-hmm. if you just see her with a clump of hair in her hand, that she's just keeps in her head. You don't want to bring it up at that stage. But when things are calm, maybe a nice meal, you then say, look, there's not a lot of space going on now. How do you think we, use the we, not the you.
It's the we word, yeah.
How are we going to deal with this situation? Do you have any thoughts on this? Because with problem solving, with couples, the great thing, treat it like a soccer ball. You're kicking it around between the two of you rather than pointing the finger and blaming.
Mm.
Get her on board. See what she comes up with.
All right, well, I'm going to go away and try that. John Aitken, psychologist and relationship expert. I'll go away and try that, and I'd love to touch base with you again soon to give you an update and get some more help.
Be fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Thanks again, John. Appreciate that.
Hoarding.